Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, from time to time, I feel it necessary just to remind you of things that I've said in the past. And it just happened this morning where I got a phone call from someone that I've had the pleasure of working with who was telling me how overwhelmed they were, how busy they were, how they were slammed. And I was so happy that they were slammed. I was just joyful. I mean, I saw it in a different way. I just reminded this business person that, you know, we've all been through so much in the last few years that when someone calls me and tells me they are so busy, they've got so much business they don't know what to do about it, it is just a happy thing to have happen to you. There, it's not a problem. You have to understand that business is a problem. And when you are so busy, you say to yourself, I am grateful. Now let me sit down and let me think about what I need to do to make this happen. And we also might want to start planning on the future. If we get busier, what is our plan to make sure that we can get the work out? Being busy is never a problem. Being overwhelmed with more than you can do is never a problem. It is something that we look forward to. It's something that we are always prospecting and marketing for. It's something that happens to us at some point in our business. And what we need to do right now today is be thinking and planning and preparing for more business success. We can't just sit back and say, well, I'm going to be successful, but I'll bring in more business. No, we have to think about how it works all the way downstream. By being more successful in my prospecting and marketing, then I have to be more successful in delivering the projects that I'm promising or delivering the product that I'm promising. How am I going to do that? How am I going to staff up to make sure that I have the right people in the right place to do the work so I can continue to be successful? We'll get back to that famous word, strategy. What is our strategy for success? You know, we can't look at strategy for failure. If we think about failure and we think about, well, I'm not going to take a chance. I'm not going to move forward. I'm not going to be aggressive. I'm not going to build my business. I'm not going to look for the right people. We are not looking towards success. We are looking for failure. That would be stressful, wouldn't it? This is the opportunity in talking to business people throughout the country every single day. What they're telling me is how busy they are. I certainly listen to the news media, and the news media isn't telling me how busy business people are. They're telling me the opposite. But the reality is there are so many people in this country now that are doing business, it's time to capitalize on it. It's time to work at getting so successful that you have to work overtime. It's time to capture that success when it's there. Get that profit while you can. Plan nights and weekends. Go in on Saturday morning to your office and sit down and say, what am I going to do all week? Rethink our business plan. Rethink our strategy. Rethink how we are absolutely motivating the people that work for us so that we can help them understand. You know, the saying is, if you want something done, give it to a busy person and it'll get done. And it's such a true statement. And if our business has not been active and busy and overwhelmed, then we're just in the doldrums here and we're not really thinking about how to do that. And when the success comes along and we become busy, we think that that's a terrible thing. If you're busy all the time, that becomes the norm. We get used to it. We get it done. So please never, ever, ever complain about being busy. Embrace it. Embrace it with your coworkers, with your employees. Explain to them how important it is that we maintain our prospecting. And even if we are busy, that's when we prospect the most. That's when we're out there trying to get the next contract, the next agreement. We don't just sit back and say to ourselves, you know, I've got enough work. I won't worry about it. No, we need to be proactive so that we are absolutely in a situation where we continue being profitable year after year after year. This is Howard LeWinter. I've got to go now because I'm having a busy day. I do look forward to talking business with you, and may this be the best year you've ever had.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.